Jesus Christ left behind a riddle that 2,000 years of worship hasn't solved. The riddle can be stated in one sentence. Why are Jesus' teachings impossible to live by? It would startle millions of Christians to hear that this riddle exists. They try to live by Jesus' words every day. They love, pray, show compassion, and practice charity in His name. Yet these humane and worthy actions, which reveal a good heart intent on serving God, do not fulfill Jesus' deeper mandate. What Jesus actually taught is much more radical and at the same time mystical. When I was a child in India, I first heard about the Golden Rule from the Christian brothers who had traveled from Ireland to run our school. This basic tenet of Christianity, which comes from the book of Matthew, is simple enough to teach even to small children. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So where is the riddle? What could possibly be considered radical or mystical here? Actually, it's wildly radical to ask yourself to live by the Golden Rule. Taken literally, it requires you to treat an enemy as an equal, which means in essence that you can have no enemies. It calls upon a country not to wage war or defend itself if attacked. It demands complete empathy for criminals and evildoers. Jesus didn't say, pick the easiest people and treat them nicely, just as you'd like to be treated. That might be the gilded rule, which is what the Golden Rule became, once people realized that Jesus' teaching couldn't be reconciled with human nature. It's human nature to love those who love us in return, not those who hate us. It's human nature to fight back when attacked. This violates another basic but impossible tenet of Jesus's, resist not evil. But Jesus makes no such allowances. Taken literally, many of Jesus's most famous words defy human nature in this way. Turn the other cheek. Love thy neighbor as thyself. But what if my neighbor and I are arguing over a two-story addition to my house that blocks his view of the ocean? Under those circumstances, my neighbor and I have opposing interests, so how can I love him as I love myself? When my neighbor's grandchild comes over to play with mine, I may be fond of his grandchild, but I can't love him with the same devotion and selflessness that I love my own, can I? If Jesus' words are too radical to live by, was that his intention? Or have we misunderstood a spiritual teacher who seems to be so clear, simple, and direct? I propose that both have occurred. Jesus intended a completely new view of human nature, and unless you transform yourself, you misunderstand what he had to say. You can struggle your entire life to be a good Christian without succeeding in doing what Jesus explicitly wanted. He wanted to inspire a world reborn in God. This vision is breathtaking in its ambition. It points us toward a mystical realm, the only place where human nature can radically change. At the level of the soul, we find out how to love our neighbors as ourselves. We are able to remove the obstacles that keep us from doing unto others as we would want them to do unto us. Jesus' name for the realm of the soul is the kingdom of God, and he clearly intended for it to descend to earth. On earth, let it be as it is in heaven. God was to replace Caesar as the ruler of human affairs, and all the conditions that applied to material existence would change. Jesus could not have been more direct when he said that total transformation was near. In fact, this was perhaps the first and most important message he wanted to deliver. From the time Jesus began to preach, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Yet Jesus failed to bring about God's rule on earth, and his radical vision became compromised only a generation after his death, at the same time that early Christianity was spreading with startling speed and intensity. The disciples who had followed him knew without a doubt that they had met someone of earth-shaking significance. What the disciples didn't talk about so fervently was the shadow side of their new faith. They were struggling to live as Jesus wanted them to, and in many respects, they were failing. They fought for power among themselves and squabbled over doctrine. They had doubts and fears of persecution. Jealousy and sexual desire made their age-old claims. Such basic matters as whether to follow Peter or Paul as chief spokesman for Jesus drove Christians apart. The early church was rife with disputes and conflicts, just like every other faith that had come before. To emerge from this chaos, to survive as followers of the Messiah, was a life and death challenge. As a result, Christianity was forced to compromise Jesus' vision. The alternative, a complete transformation of human nature, was proving impossible. Those few who could achieve it became known as saints, and they were far removed from the dirty, bustling world and its corrupt ways.